This is episode number 2124 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 6th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Smooth sailing for Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. They are officially on vacay
in the Bahamas.
They arrived. They weren't wearing any beach wear when they arrived. They looked like they came from New York.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be seeing some bikini pics.
There's pictures all over the internet today. They got there and they're going to stay for a while. They're hanging out at this house with somebody they know. I don't know.
So where's her kids?
Who cares? Her kids are here. I don't want her to take her kids on a debaucherous weekend with Pete Davidson, for God's sake, you know? He'll be done with her soon enough because she's going to age out. Anyway, that for now, they're in the Bahamas, if you wanted to know, and they've got smiley faces on.
Mm-hmm.
The travel clothes that Kim wore, I'm not sure these are travel clothes, but whatever. Go take a look at it. It's on Yee. Hey, kids, it's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
But I still wonder what happened with Miley Cyrus when she went to his condo.
Well, for now,
inquiring minds.
It's moot. It's a moot point. Unless she shows up in the Bahamas.
Wouldn't that be a pickle?
A pickle. We're in a pickle here.
Pete Davidson and his pickle. Andy Cohen said a lot of things during CNN's annual live New Year's Eve coverage, but the network is standing by their man.
Oh, come on.
There was his now viral booze-infused rant against former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, as well as Mark Zuckerberg, and even, of all people, Ryan Seacrest, and others.
Yeah, he just went off.
He was just, man.
He was a little drunk. Wait a minute. He was a lot drunk.
He was soused. So in a New Year's Day tweet, Andy addressed his drunken behavior during the broadcast, explaining that he'd been a bit overserved.
You think? Hey, we better cut him off. He's still got 4 hours of TV to do.
Blame it on someone
else. Oh, my God. I've been there. I mean, I've been there. I've been in that situation before.
I heard that story.
Yeah, you've heard that story. We'll tell that some other day. But continue. I know how Andy Cohen feels, and it happened to me before social media, so I couldn't get out of it.
But it happened to him on TV.
Well, it happened to me in front of 70,000 people, so it's all right.
That's true.
Okay. It's all right.
And the Beach Boys. Rumors.
Not the Beach
Boys. Oh, Pointer Sisters.
Pointer Sisters, yeah.
Rumors have started that CNN planned to kick Andy Cohen to the curb.
Yeah. I mean, I would. I would say, you know what? You embarrassed us. Even more than Chris Cuomo. You've embarrassed us at CNN. So you're out, buddy. You're out.
So you can't come back. You would have expected he wouldn't be back for next year's show, like Jenny McCarthy. But despite the backlash, CNN is choosing to stand by Cohen, saying in a statement, Andy said something he shouldn't have on live TV.
You think?
We've addressed it with him and look forward to having him back again next year.
Oh, so he's been reprimanded.
Well,
this wouldn't have happened in the days of Ted Turner, by God. When Ted Turner was a wildcat and he started CNN, that would have been a hard, hard stop right there. How dare you on my network soil my air? But nah, Ted Turner's gone. It's all... Who owns CNN, by the way? Is it Discovery now? As soon as the merger is completed at Warner Brothers,
else.
They'll own CNN too. So, okay, there you go.
It's their problem. CNN's
probably going like, we're not even going to be owned by the same ownership next year. We're going to have new bosses. Go ahead. Yeah, Andy can come back. We don't care.
Another Kardashian story.
Oh, my God. They never end.
No, they don't.
We're just getting ready for the new Hulu show. These guys are going to be doing a show when they're in their 60s.
Probably.
And Momager's going to be 99. You girls, stop fighting in there. I'm going to come in there and love you to death. You're ruining the brand. The brand.
The shot heard round the NBA in Hollywood.
I want to do that now. I want to do the Kardashians in 2050. I'm ready. I'm going to produce that. Ryan Seacrest, get out of here. It's my show.
That's frightening.
It is.
Anyway, Tristan Thompson's paternity test showed he had fathered merely Nicholas, little boy born last month in Houston. So, Tristan is finally coming clean. Well, you can't, because you can't get around it now.
You know, hello.
You weren't going to come clean, but now you can't help it. Now you have to.
It's not like he's Nick Cannon and can get away with it, you know?
So he's coming clean. He apologized in what were two social posts.
Oh, of course.
One aimed at anyone involved and his owning the responsibility of apologizing for hurting people. Followed by a post to Chloe in which he states how sorry he is for hurting her and that his actions do not line up with the way he views her and that he is incredibly sorry.
Okay, so here's my whole take on this.
Okay.
Because he's not alone. We know that.
He wouldn't be sorry except now he's been outed.
There hasn't been one relationship that any of the Kardashian family has had, dare say, in the last 10 years, that hasn't ended up like this. Where the baby daddy, or in the case of Rob, the baby mama, ended up being big-ass cheaters.
Bat crap crazy.
Yeah, and it's just like, why am I not surprised? And I mean, I feel sorry. Chloe, of all of the three of them, seems to be, I want to say, the most normal. But I could be wrong.
But
I don't know her.
But she knew he was a cheater.
She knew he was a cheater. But, you know, for the sake of their child, you know, she thought that he would make a go. But then, you know, she's not had good luck.
Nope.
Lamar Odom thing. And now, you know, Tristan Thompson, whom she knew cheated on her.
But they're not together, are they?
No.
No.
Not anymore.
But they weren't together. They were already separated.
I think they were together when he impregnated this lady.
Well, probably.
So that would have been 10 months ago. And yes, they were together at that time because they were trying to make a go of it for their family. Otherwise, why would he apologize to
her? Tristan Thompson is a cheater's cheater.
He is a cheater's cheater. And this will not be the end of it. This will not be the end of it.
No, he can't stop.
Yeah, no.
He's a sex addict. I mean, seriously, how many women has this? Anyway.
All right.
So, I think the apology should basically say, well, you know, now there's a kid, paternity test. I had no choice but to admit it now. But if the kid wasn't there, you wouldn't have never known.
Well, no, but the mama would have gone on Maury Povich, and they would have done a paternity test that way, and then they would have outed him, you know, 5 months later. So one way or the other, this was going to come out.
So then he took 100 roses to his daughter, True, at her gymnastics class.
Apologize to her, I'm sure.
Suffice to say, sources claim there is no chance of reconciliation between Tristan and Chloe.
No.
So here's a, they've been split since May.
They've been split since May. I thought they were. Yeah.
But they are committed to co-parenting.
Well, they have to. Now, Halle Berry, I want to warn you about people like Tristan Thompson because they're cheaters. Gosh. I don't know about this Van Hunt guy, but the Tristan Thompson thing, stay away. Stay very far away, Halle.
You disrespect her.
I don't disrespect.
Can I just throw in her bantering about?
I did
about,
not disrespect her.
Bantering Halle about.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.